Bill Woodrum, the director of entrepreneurship for the Robert C. Byrd Institute in Huntington that organized the conference, said changes to state laws in recent years have made it easier for bottlers and manufacturers to open new businesses.
The kind of next step we see for that is helping those local bottlers, whether it's anything from kombucha to soft drinks to beer, wine, spirits, to be able to identify local sources for their product.
The conference brought together farmers and bottlers to talk about their needs.
It was nice to see a bunch of the bridge that gap of the farmers and the brewers. The conversation that was going on in that conference room was mostly breweries saying, hey, we want it. Let's start talking about what you can give us. And then now we're actually in an environment where conversations are being had.
That's Alex Duran, Assistant Operations Manager for Greenbrier Valley Brewing Company.
For us, it's very important that we use West Virginia first. Not to outcast anybody from the other states, but just from our perspective. This way, it highlights some of the smaller communities in our area.
Sam Fonda, the head brewer and co-owner of Weather Ground Brewery in Coleridge, West Virginia, says he wants to connect with local farmers too.
It's one thing to say you're going to go out and look for farmers, but like just go and knock on somebody's door is kind of tough sometimes. So it's like having these meetings, meet and greets, is a great way to make connections, start utilizing each other. Possibilities are endless if we can just keep doing this kind of stuff.
Both groups are small. They face unique economic restrictions and challenges. They need to simultaneously grow product demand and increase production, which is a little bit like riding a unicycle on a ball. It's tricky and takes specific skill sets and coordination. You can't just show up with a ton of strawberries, for example. Brewers need to know weeks in advance when the fruit will be ready so they can plan their production schedule. Charles Bachway, a reporter who covers the West Virginia beverage industry, says the economic landscape is shifting and becoming more hospitable to small manufacturers and local farmers.
Brewing, distilling, wineries in West Virginia are small. A lot of the agricultural structures don't really think about them as a buyer for agricultural products, but they are, and they're becoming a more important one.
Everyone at the conference looked to keynote speaker Todd Boera for guidance and advice. He's from Fontaflora Brewery in the small town of Morganton, North Carolina. His brewery has more than doubled in size in the last 6 years, and he obtains 97% of his supplies from the Appalachian region. He says it takes a clear, value-driven mission and a lot of heart to follow through.
It's the hard road, but every time that we do something that we just put a whole lot of work into, whether it's, you know, even sourcing the ingredient to begin with, or then processing that, or maybe it's some fermentation or brewing technique, whenever we taste the final product, it's 100% worth it, because it's truly, like, that's why I always say, like, this isn't a gimmick. It is truly, it creates a better product, and it just also happens to tell a really cool story at the same time.
Staff from the Robert C. Byrd Institute didn't know how many people would come to the meeting, but 100 showed up. That far exceeded their expectations and encouraged them to move forward with the effort. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Douglas.